Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, I need to take a quick trip back in time to when I lived in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, that's no problem, Jim. Just use this wormhole.
There we go.
Beautiful.
He said wormhole. All right, Patrick, it's day two of Listener August New Music Picks.
Yep, totally is. And we appreciate everybody that calls in with their picks, and especially, you know, those who really get passionate and moved by a song. We want to hear why, not just, you know, a list of songs that are good for that month. So I love hearing everyone's voices and why they're enthusiastic about a particular artist and or song.
All right. So this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And today we have three listener calls.
Cool.
With new music from August. And let's start here with a familiar voice.
Hey, Suburbanites. Coop here from Louisville, Kentucky. Calling with my August new music pick. I'm going with a band called Biffy Clyro. They're a Scottish band. Been around about 20 years, and they just had an album out in August called A Celebration of Endings. This is a band I found out about 10 years ago with an album called Only Revolutions that I just kind of, it hooked me. I fell in love with it. They love a quiet verse and a loud chorus. They love gang vocals. They're a really good, strong rock band. But my favorite part is that the lead singer sings with a very thick Scottish accent, which is always fun. And then I'm going to cheat and give you my July new music pick. I'm cheating because I forgot to give it to you in July. But it's a band called Worms, W-I-I-R-M-Z. And they're a Louisville band, so they're local here. I actually got their CD... it was for free at the counter of my local comic book shop. Listened to it, fell in love with it, actually went to Guest Room Records and then bought it on vinyl. They are a rock band. Sometimes it sounds like there's 12 guitars on a track. But if you like good, strong rock, check it out. I'm not sure if it's an EP or an LP. It has 8 songs. I kind of think EPs are normally like 4 to 6 songs, and LPs are 10 or more. But it's really good, and actually the title track Faster Cheaper is fantastic. And also I believe there's a connection with Jim Lenihan, so I'd like to hear that story as well. I think Jim may know one of the guys in the band. Anyway, thank you very much, and talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Coop. Yes, Coop. Thanks for the call, as always. One of our
totally, man.
One of our longtime listeners, Adam Coop. All right.
Yeah, going way back.
Okay, we'll get to the Worms story in a bit, but let's first hear Biffy Clyro. You ready for this?
Since I found a medicine jar, now I can ignore all my troubles. I don't think I have the heart. This weight is crippling, this weight is crippling me. It's the same old story. This weight is crippling, this weight is crippling me.
Okay, that's Biffy Clyro. The song is called Tiny Indoor Fireworks, and it does have that kind of explosive chorus like he mentioned. I didn't really hear the accent so much, but maybe we picked the wrong song. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Liked it. Twitchy. Had great energy, too.
Yeah. Very, liked that very little cool. Yeah, that little guitar part was cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Very nice. Okay, now let's get on to Worms here. W-I-I-R-M-Z. First, let's hear it, then I'll tell you how I have a connection with this band.
Okay.
All right. The song is Faster, Cheaper. Okay, what'd you think of Worms?
Coop said it right, man. That was a rock band.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got that growl out of their guitars, and they turn it up and put it right in your face, man. Definitely can see, you know, some of the bands that I like from Louisville, White Reaper, some of those kind of bands being right in the mix, you know, so I can definitely see that. My curiosity has piqued, however, about your connection.
Well, first off, let me just... tell people that if you go on Spotify, their bio just has one sentence. It's not even a sentence, it's a phrase. It just says socially frustrated rock and roll from Louisville, Kentucky. So there you go. Nice. That's all you need to know. So the connection is I play theremin on that album.
Really?
No. The connection is that I know one of the guys in Worms. He's a former coworker of mine when I worked at the newspaper in Louisville. His name's Brian Gray, and he is a longtime musician. When I lived there, he was in a band called Pine Club, and he was the singer. That was like a power trio, kind of a power pop, jangle, rock kind of thing, a trio, and he was the singer, guitarist. And I have one of their CDs, and I really like that band and would go see him play live and so on and so forth. And I know that in the interim, I haven't lived there for, let's see, I moved away in 06. So I don't know. What is that? 35 years? I don't know. But anyway. But I know since then he's been in other bands, and this is his latest band, Worms. But here's the thing. And I like that a lot. And that's some pretty, you know, hard, dirty kind of rock and roll, like you said.
Me too. Yep.
If you had played that for me next to Pine Club, I would not have made the connection at all.
Oh, really? Right?
That's how different the sound is. So,
okay.
I mean, I know Brian, and I know he likes just good, like, pop, you know, rock kind of music. But it's really cool. So there, check out Worms. And if I heard that story from Coop correctly, he said he got a free CD at a comic book shop.
Right.
Yep. So get this. So
loved
he got,
it.
He gets a free CD. But then he still goes and buys the vinyl record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Goes up the guest room. That's the way to do it. Yes.
So I got to give him, you know, that's interesting. Most people, I think, would just stop at the free CD.
Yeah.
Even if they like
music,
a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Boom. I'm done. So that's cool. You know, way to go. Supporting the guys.
That's beautiful.
All right. And that album is called Faster, Cheaper. It has 8 songs on it. They're all pretty tight. The longest one there is 337, looks like. And, they don't have a ton of listeners because, you know, it's one of those bands that's like older guys and they kind of just do it because they love making music and writing songs and putting stuff out there. But they're not like, you know, a young band that's on tour and, you know, has promotion behind them and all that kind of stuff. So what I'm suggesting is that everybody go out and give them some listens, at least on the streaming.
Totally.
Listen to Worms.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And it's quite an interesting spelling, too. So I like that.
I like that. W-I-I-R-M-Z, which is great because then you can find it. If you know that, you can find
That's right. Yep.
It's like
yep.
knowing the password or something. Like, oh, good now SEO. I'm in the club. Okay. Now, let's move on here to caller number two.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Harris in South Carolina. Hi, interns. I'm calling about Augusty Music. And the three songs I'm getting ready to mention, they're all covers, which is pretty dang cool. The first one is from the band Nation of Language. They're out of Brooklyn. They're sort of electronic-y, synthy, and they just released a cover of Gouge Away by the Pixies, which is pretty great. A couple months ago, they came out with an album called Introduction Presence, which is one of my favorite of the year so far. But Gouge Away is a treat. Australian Emma Swift, who I think lives in Nashville now, she just released an album called Blonde on the Tracks. And as you can imagine, it's an album of Bob Dylan covers. I really like Queen Jane Approximately. She does a great job on it. It's one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs.
Sister, he explains that you're tired of yourself and all of your creations. Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Now when all the flower ladies want back what they have lent you, and the smell of their roses does not remain, and all of your children start to resent you, won't you?
And finally, Luna just released a cover of Television's Marquee Moon, and it's amazing. It's a note-for-note cover. Sean Eden is doing a great job on guitar. Dean puts his spin on it. He sort of talks, sings it. It was recorded remotely by the four members of the band, including Justin Harwood, playing the bass from Auckland, New Zealand, and I think he did the mixing as well as put the video together. So great. Thanks, guys.
Remember
All right, cool cover picks from Harris.
Yeah, very nice, Harris. Thank you, sir. He's always on top of things.
There are so many covers these days, as we have discussed. I think it's...
I know.
If it were like, you know, a commodity investment right now, cover songs, you might want to invest right now.
Yeah, this is the exactly. Time. That'd be a good place to lay some of your funds.
All right, cool. And then we have one more call here. Oh, yeah, you know this guy.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, Rockin' the Suburbs listeners, interns, patrons, everyone else who's listening. This is Tim Hoffman with my pick for Best New Music of August 2020. I am very, very happy to be selecting an artist that I've been listening to for a long time who just put out an EP last week. This is like middle of August. Andrew Rochford, and this release goes under the band name Rochford. Sometimes he's doing solo stuff, sometimes he's doing stuff in the band. This is the first release for Rochford, or Andrew Rochford for that matter, since I believe 2016. Andrew Rochford is a musician from the UK. He, as far as I know, is not very well known to most Americans here stateside. And he's somebody that I was not aware of at all until I happened upon him while I was living in Japan. And in 1990, I stepped into like a cafe walking down the street in Hakodate and a jazz club. And the bartender was playing some music off of Rochford's debut album. It's just self-titled Rochford. Great record, and it just really caught my attention. And since then, I've just been keeping an eye out for any of his releases. He's just an outstanding R&B soul musician, a keyboardist. He's just fantastic. If you've never heard of him or if you've never listened to him, please do a little digging, and you will be pleased, I'm sure. The EP that was released here in August of 2020 is titled Gonna Be the One, Dean Street Session. And this is actually a five-track EP that I think is a glimpse into a full-blown LP release that Rochford has coming up for next month. So I may be revisiting Andrew Rochford for September. Great new music. But this EP is fantastic. His voice is singular. He just has one of the best singing voices I've ever heard. And very catchy, very positive. And he's really evolved over time since his first record back in 89 or 90. On this Gonna Be the One Dean Street Session EP, I highly recommend. And if you can... play for the folks, Jim and Patrick, a little bit of Love Remedy. Again, Andrew Rochford, my pick for some of the best new music of August of 2020. Tim Hoffman, signing out. Peace, everyone.
My sky was turning cold and gray, but thank God I found you. Someone to help me make it through. You were the only kind of medicine that could have picked me up when I without you. Scared to think where I was heading to. You gave me one more reason to live. Since you walked in my life, I know love exists. I never felt a feeling like this. You came and saved me. Girl, you're like a love remedy. It's so crazy, there's no maybe.
All right, there you go, Roachford.
Wonderful.
Yes. Tim has really good taste in music, and so yeah, I know when he
really
recommends
does.
Something, I'm going to like it.
I know, seriously. Yeah. Totally. I got a little bit of Al Green in that, too,
yeah.
Which I thought was really wonderful. Yep.
It has a great classic, you know, R&B sound
totally.
To it. And
yeah.
Do you know much about Roachford?
No, never heard of him. This is the first.
I haven't either, and I feel
I know,
bad about
crazy.
This.
I know. It's just what we're talking about. Like, hey, man. What is happening that we don't know about this? So,
yeah, hearing and especially hearing him describe, you know, hearing Tim describe how accomplished he
Seriously.
Is. I'm like, where have I been?
I know. Amazing. Amazing. Love that origin story, too. I thought that was great.
That was great.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks very much. All three
yeah.
callers today. We have a couple more each of the next 2 days. All right.
Great. Yeah.
So more.
Absolutely
Just
fantastic.
More.
Just more. How are you going to get mad about that, folks?
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Finish this pint glass, so it's time to leave for today.
Good timing.